This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success and business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We have a special edition today because we have two leaders with us. This is Choice Hotels, one of the leading hotel organizations in the world with 12 major brands, 6,900 hotels. So we have Stuart Bainham. Say hi.
Hey.
And Stuart was longtime CEO and chairman, and his father was actually the founder of this great organization. And Pat Pacious, who is the CEO.
Hello.
So let's start off, Pat, and you as CEO today, talk about what the different 12 brands are.
Sure. So the company has brands available at all price points for multiple different stay occasions. We start with our upscale brands, our Cambria brand, which is a select service upscale brand for the modern business traveler. The other upscale brand we have is the Ascend Collection, which is what's called a soft brand in the industry, which means you can have a lifestyle brand, a boutique brand, where the brand guidelines can differ depending on where the hotel is located. Choice Hotels actually introduced that to the hotel business a little over 10 years ago now. We've been very successful in growing that brand as well. The brand we're probably most well known for is our Comfort Inn brand. That's in the upper mid-scale segment. We have about 1,800 of those around the world. A real successful brand that really defined segmentation in the hotel space. Before the introduction of Comfort Inn, there really wasn't a upscale and a mid-scale and an economy type mindset in the industry. Our fastest growing brand is Quality Inn, which was the original brand of the 12 and got it all started. We also have Sleep Inn, which is a very design-oriented brand, also in the mid-scale segment. And then in our economy segment, we have Conlodge, which is a brand that's been around for a long time, and Roadway Inn as well. Then we have extended stay brands for guests who are looking to stay seven nights or more, Mainstay Suites and Suburban. And we recently this year added another brand called WoodSpring, which is in the economy extended stay segment. And then just about 3 months ago, we started a brand called Clarion Point, which is the last brand in our portfolio. So a significant number of brands all designed at different price points and different stay occasions for the guest.
Thank you, Pat. So, Stuart, you grew up in this business. I know you started as a janitor, you know, when you were a young kid.
I was a good one, too.
You were a good one.
I
bet everything you did, you're...
Well, not everything, but janitor I was pretty good at,
So when you look at the 12 different brands, what are the similarities? I know there are different price points, different elements, but what is it that Choice is really about and the similarities between the brands?
Yeah, I mean, what happened when I was a little guy, when we would take a summer trip, my family, I have three siblings and my folks, we would stay, take a road trip up to New England or the Middle States or wherever, Midwest. We'd stay at a Quality Courts. And the reason we stayed there was because the standards were pretty damn consistent. And that's, we knew what we were going to get. And that's what we've tried to do at Choice ever since. Now, the standards for each brand, the 12 brands that Pat mentioned, vary, of course. We've tried to keep them as narrow as we can because if they're too broad, you've got a problem. The customer doesn't know what to expect. So this all started back with Quality Courts, really, and that's how we became involved with Quality Courts. And that's when my dad built this 26-room hotel. He wanted it to be a Quality Courts. And he had real trouble getting them to approve it.
And when they did, as Pat mentioned, you had some firsts, you know, in the industry. Talk about some of the things that Choice really pioneered in the hotel industry, because there's a whole list of them.
Well, in 1982, we created our second brand, Comfort Inns, And that was the beginning of hotel segmentation, because other hotel companies just had one brand. And we were the first company to segment at the hotel industry.
So before we talk about the others, do you remember the conversations your dad, your mom had about, okay, we're going to go for this new breakthrough where we're going to segment?
No. I mean, it was just...
Or they just wanted you to be the janitor.
No. This was beyond... I'd finished cleaning up the hotel by then. I was with a company, and we had decided, look, there's a big market here for a Comfort Inn brand, and let's lay out the standards and make them all new build. For years, they were all new build, and they're mainly new build now.
That's right.
And the brand took off. Now, Ronald Reagan was president in the 80s, and it was a good time because the economy was going like this. And so they were selling like hotcakes, and they still sell like hotcakes. So last year, we sold how many Comfort Inns?
And about 140.
Over 100. Yeah, over 100. So that's one segmentation. We're also the first hotel chain to company to come up with non-smoking rooms. In all the
and that was really controversial when it came out. I remember that.
Yeah, it was. And we've had a number of other. I mean, we had the first Sunburst. I think Jim had it on the slide. Sunburst. You know, put my hand up on that one because they didn't see Jim's slide. But Sunburst reservation system was the first large reservation system that any hotel company had.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with the CEO and chairman of Choice Hotels, one of the leading hotel organizations in the world, 6,900 hotels, fast-growing and an innovator. So I want to mention one more thing, Stuart. In all fairness, you just won what's called the Lifetime Achievement Award, but I don't want to ask you. I want to ask your CEO, Pat, what you thought of that, of seeing Stuart win the Lifetime Achievement Award.
It's probably shocked. It was the most magnificent speech I've ever seen delivered by any human walking the planet, of course. When you recognize someone for their business achievements, though, you really look for why. Why were they so successful? And Stuart's speech talked a lot about the what they accomplished, but a lot of the why, he talked about it in sort of the subtext, which is that hard work that he learned from his dad. When you start at the bottom and you understand the manual labor that's required to make a hotel run efficiently, to deal with a guest who's unhappy at all hours of the day and night, that's hard work. And there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that went into building this company over its 80-year history for people who've come before me and the folks that will come after. But the thing that we have always focused on has been the guest, making sure they have a great stay, and the owner of the asset. Choice Hotels invented the asset-light model that most of our competitors have now followed. When you do that, you can't forget about the return on investment for that real estate owner, the person that built that hotel and eventually may sell it or pass it on to their next generation and their family. And that personal relationship between the company and our owners has been a real hallmark of our business over the years.
So, Pat, I'm going to stay with you. So we have, let's say, 600,000, probably more, listeners. And a lot of them are CEOs, and a lot of them could become investors. If someone ends up being interested in investing or becoming a franchisee, how do they go about that? Or are you not looking for people? You've too many people already.
We're always looking for new owners, and this is an interesting company. We've not only been able to get our existing owners, over half of the new franchise agreements we awarded last year came from our existing owners. Our retention rate of the owners who are in our system is 99%. So we know we're doing something right in keeping those owners. The other thing we've done, which we're the only company in the industry that has a sales force that goes out and looks to attract new development from underprivileged groups, from minority groups, and really drive the diversity in our ownership base. The company has many owners who came from the Indian community back in the 1970s and 80s and have now sent all their kids on to law school and medical school. Those kids are now coming back into the business. They're in their 40s. This is a family business, and our owners are a great reflection of that. We've been able to sell hotels to grandfathers. I had a meeting this morning with a groundbreak we did on one of our new hotels here in Los Angeles, and the guy introduced me to his grandson, who is in the business. He started with Choice and has developed all of our brands all along the way. Cambria was his last one. And so it's just a fantastic family story, and it's those relationships with our owners that have been a real key for our success.
Okay. Now, we only have 40 seconds left before a commercial, but then we're going to talk more about leadership. I'm going to ask you, Stuart, what is the key to a successful hotel? And I'm only going to give you 30 seconds to tell us all that.
I think it's the key is listening to and understanding the needs of your guests and how to make things easy for them and comfortable for them. And, you know, the needs of the traveling public are changing all the time. And it's important to keep listening to your guests, understanding what they want.
On that inspirational note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the customer experience and about leadership philosophies. Back in a few.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Pat Pages, who is the CEO. Say hi, Pat, again.
Hello.
And we're here, Stuart Bainham, the chairman and longtime CEO, and actually your dad was the founder of Choice
he
Hotels.
He was the founder, yeah. I can only take credit from the last, the company's, 80 years old. I can only take credit for the last 62 years when I started as a janitor.
There you go. Yeah. So let's talk from your perspective, Stuart. What is the key? I know you're all about consistency and the customer experience. You talked before about listening to your customers.
Right.
Elaborate more. What else do people in any business, not just the hotel business, what else do they need to do to succeed?
Well, I'm a leader, right? I think the key for a leader in any enterprise, not for profit or for profit, is one, lay out a vision. Where do you want the business to be, the organization to be, 10 years out, 5, 10 years out? Think long term. Second, focus on recruiting, developing, retaining the talent to help you get there. And then third, you know, infuse the organization with the right values, and so focus on the culture.
Word, infuse.
Yeah, and focus on the culture. Now, when I say values, I don't mean just being honest, integrity, and stuff. That's good. That's table stakes. But I'm talking about, what does the organization value? Does it value its customers, its people serving its customers, the communities in which it serves and that it serves, and also its owners? You know, and you have to compete with others for the most valuable customers, long-term customers. Pat mentioned 99% of our folks stay with us when their contract term is up. That's a long-term valuable customer to have. You got to compete with other companies as well for the best talent. You got to compete with other companies for the cheapest capital. And so that means you have to be better than the competition at listening to those three stakeholder groups, understanding their needs that are changing increasingly rapidly as our world changes increasingly rapidly, and be responsive and more responsive than the competition. It's a big order.
Yeah, and it's always changing in this digital world.
Yeah, exactly. Faster and faster. Yeah.
So Pat, how does someone like you come in as a CEO to a company that has these special family values and the consistency to focus on the customer? What's it like, and what have you learned from coming in as a CEO?
Well, I had one advantage, which was I had been with the company since 2005 and had actually been a consultant with the company back 7 years prior to that. So I had a good level of experience with the company's culture. It's what I know is going to be our success in the future, is the company's culture. Stuart mentioned a number of those things. We have a culture where we talk about being bold, which means not being afraid to try new things. A lot of the things we talked about that this company has invented came from taking a risk, a calculated risk, and being willing to learn from your failures and adjust along the way. The second thing we do is we want to be quick. This is an industry that is moving very, very rapidly. And sometimes it can be more costly to be slow than to be wrong. So make a decision, get it out there, see if it's going to work, and if it doesn't, pivot. And the last thing we try to do is to listen, as Stuart mentioned. We listen to all the stakeholder groups, starting with our guests, starting with our vendors, our owners of our hotels. I had a meeting with an owner last week who's been with us 33 years. He's seen a lot of change. And understanding why he has kept his investment with Choice Hotels helps me understand what are the value drivers that are going to continue to propel us into the future. So those are things that when you listen to those owners and you really understand what motivates them, what drives them, and what keeps them investing with you, those relationships are incredibly important in a business model like ours where it's not our real estate. We're an asset-light model, a billion-dollar revenue company that sits across a probably $40 billion real estate footprint in the U.S. alone. So that relationship between the company and its real estate holders is incredibly important.
Okay, while we're talking about leadership, I was so impressed, Stuart, that you took the Warren Buffett challenge. And I've spoken with a number of CEOs who have also done it, and a lot of people have said, no way am I doing that. It takes a lot of guts. That talk about what made you decide to do that and what that means and what you really want to accomplish.
Well, I mean, we had already, my wife and I had already made this decision years ago, and our son had told our sons this as well, because...
So actually, it's not the Buffett challenge, it's the Bainham challenge.
Well,
I missed it.
Yeah, it was a misnomer. Buffett gets credit when Bainham should really get the credit. We made that decision some time ago, and whether or not to sign on to that pledge or not was just, it was a kind of a big decision because it seemed a little ostentatious to do it, but yet we decided it might be helpful and other people might decide to do it as well, given the fact that we'd done it, including other family members, Bainham family members. That's the basis. I mean, look, this wealth, you know, from one generation to the next, you know, it's fine, but it can be destructive as well. Shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves after three generations, right? You know that saying. So people need to work.
Explain what that saying means.
Shirt sleeves means that, you know, my dad went to work as a plumber.
Which is actually true.
The plumber's helper, and that was shirt sleeves. And then I'm the second generation, and we don't want the second and third generation to spend all this capital and feel like they don't have to work. Not that our sons would do that, because we laid out the rules early on, but other people in our society, you know, the third generation, sometimes they squander the money, and there's nothing left, and they're back to shirt sleeves working as plumbers.
If there's one word, Stuart, that defines your leadership philosophy, I just want one word. Then I'm going to ask you the same, Pat.
Character.
Pat.
Listening.
Okay, so you see, and that's good because that's what Stuart was also saying. What advice can you give to CEOs, other than, you know, stay in the Cambria and stuff like that, I'm sure, but other than that, what advice can you give them about success in business and life?
Well, I mean, I think what I've said already, and what Pat just said, listen to your stakeholders and be responsive and be out in front and treat them with respect. And do what you say you're going to do. Be consistent.
Pat?
It's really making the uncertain certain. And in an age of a lot of digital disruption, political disruption, demographic change, there's a lot of uncertainty going on. And when you focus on the long term, you have to make choices. You have to make a path, and you have to stay focused on it and help your people get there.
And how great is that? Make Choices, Choice Hotel, right? Is that where the name came from?
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, so 30 seconds left. I want to ask Stuart the future of Choice Hotels.
Well, we think in terms of decades, not years or quarters. And so we're always looking out to the future and trying to understand it and how we can position the company. And we've come up with some big, audacious goals. And so hopefully we're going to live those out. And with the team we have in place now, I think we will.
Stuart and Pat, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you.
Thank you much.
And just everyone out there, listen. If there's any advice, listen to your customers and give them, all your stakeholders, exactly what they need.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Rob Frohwein. How are you, Rob?
Doing fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
And Rob, you are a little bit of an American hero, even though you would never say that, because you are the co-founder and CEO of Kabbage. And Kabbage, that's K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
That's correct.
Is that the website also?
That's the website. You know, the funny thing, though, is when we were getting the domain name for it, we spent multiple nights in a bar with myself and my co-founders and looking up every possible name, and we moved to food categories, obviously, and agriculture. But Kabbage with a C.com was $75,000. Kabbage with a K.com was $1,200. So we got the K, but now we own the C. And we actually paid less for that than was being offered 10 years ago.
And arguably with the K is the great branding. With the C,
yeah,
I've been Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, it's the soft C. It's the hard consonants. As I learned a long time ago, it's better to go with the hard consonants.
In general in life.
That's right. There you go.
So why I was saying you're a bit of a hero is you are helping create companies all over that fuel the economy. So we're going to talk in this interview about, first, how you and your co-founders came up with this original concept. Two, how in all years, 2009, you somehow got funded to get going and the obstacles you overcame, how you built the culture, and then we want to talk about the role that Kabbage has and small businesses and mid-sized businesses in society. So let's start off. Where does this idea come up with? And first, before you do, explain exactly what Kabbage is first.
Sure.
If there's one out of our 600,000 listeners who has never heard of you.
That would be great if 599,999 have heard of us. But Kabbage provides working capital to small businesses. And think of these as your restaurants, your dry cleaners, your retailers, car wash, home services, anybody along those lines that really needs capital to grow their business, they can come to Kabbage and very, very quickly go through a process and get access to cash. Usually that takes 6 or 7 minutes.
Wait. 6 or 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. If we're not doing our job, it's 7. If we're doing our job, it's 6.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what Kabbage does and where it's going, and I assume we'll talk about this a little as the interview goes on, is we've really come to the realization that borrowing capital is really done by businesses for one of two reasons. It's either to help smooth out that natural volatility in the life cycle of a small business, or it's for growth, for investing in new opportunities. And so where Kabbage is going is really focused on the cash flow needs and solving them in any number of ways for small businesses, and focusing on maximizing money in, minimizing or optimizing cash flowing out, and then helping our small business customers invest the money that stays at rest during various times of the business life cycle.
So let's say I want to start a dry cleaning business.
Sure.
Which, by the way, more millionaires in America, that's the background. They own a dry cleaning, they buy the building. So let's say I want to do that. What do I do? I go to Kabbage.com.
Go to Kabbage.com, and typically we work with businesses that have been, in business for a little while and have built.
Okay, so I have a small dry cleaners out of my garage, and I want to open up a store.
So if you want to do that, you literally land on Kabbage.com. You give us access, and what I mean by that, if you've ever signed in to a third-party site using things like Facebook, that process, which is called an auth and auth, allows us, you'll log into basically your bank account, processing, shipping, social, accounting, other services that you use for your business, that enables read-only access for us to collect data real time, understand your business instantly, and give you access to a line of credit.
Okay. How long, how do you get the investors, and how do they have the confidence to invest in Robert's dry cleaner?
So actually, we go out and we collect. We go out and we collect funds that we lend out. So we've done asset-based securitizations. We've obtained credit facilities. So it's really those banks, insurance companies, pension funds, and others that are looking to invest into asset classes like small business loans. So we share with them our history and our performance, not specifically about a specific customer, but in general, and then they lend us the money that we can lend to our customers.
Okay, so you had this concept, and you all sort of came up. Was there an aha moment where you said, we're going to go for it? Like you're at a bar on a napkin? And
no, well, you know, I had actually come up with the idea in 07, and I came up with the idea because
Good timing.
Yeah, well, right? Never had good timing. That's the story of my life. But actually, it's funny. I do think coming up with ideas and pursuing things, you know, and looking back or at really difficult times is a great time to start a business. And frankly, if you're an entrepreneur, you can't worry about what time it is. You have to go for it.
What was at the core of why you said there is a business in this in 2007?
Well, in 2007, I came up with the idea, and it was one of those ideas where, you know, you sort of spin around in the chair. I realized that there was great data available, and I thought about, what if a company like eBay bought a credit company? What would they do with that? And the answer in my head was they'd provide capital to the small businesses that sell on that platform. Then knowing we could get access to that data was sort of my aha moment. Now, I took that was sort of the nugget of the idea. I didn't do anything for over a year. I'm a big idea guy. My wife is very tired of listening to the dozens of ideas I throw at her, like, on a weekly basis. But this was one of those ideas that sort of kept nipping me in the heel and the ankle as I went through the next year and a half. And then in the fall of 2008, I realized, hey, this is something I want to do. Of course, that was really when everything imploded in the economy. And I reached out to a couple of people. Catherine Petralia, my co-founder and currently our president.
That makes great tea.
She's a tea expert. And doesn't like coffee, though. Don't ask for coffee. And I also partnered with a guy named Mark Gorlin, who had a lot of success earlier. Catherine was really the payments and credit expert, and Catherine was one of the smartest people I had ever met, and she is the kind of person that when you meet her, you remember her. So when I was trying to think of somebody to do this business with, she was my first call. Mark was known as kind of a deal maker in town. He had a lot of success. He knew how to go out and raise money. He was also very good at business development. We have coined a verb called if you've been Gorland, and that means that Mark will work on you until you say the answer that he wants you to provide.
That's great. So how do you, the year is 2009, how do you actually get funding for Cabbage? Because Cabbage didn't exist, so you'd know Cabbage to go to. How'd you do it?
Yeah, well, you know, when you're in the money business, they say you're always looking for inventory. We literally scoured. We took a national. We looked at it from a national footprint, and we went to as many high net worth individuals that we could figure out how to get to. A lot were relationships of Mark's. He brought in probably 3/4 of the money initially, and we literally went and we hounded people. There was one investor locally who invested in us, and I think Mark he had said no to Mark 6 times literally before he said yes.
So what was the turning point where you knew you actually had a business?
I remember it really clearly and crisply. It was later May 2011, and eBay had agreed to put a reference to Cabbage in a blurb that was going to about 200,000 of their sellers on their platform. We knew it was going to go out sometime that night. So around 8:37, I used to get an email every time an account was opened or a customer took cash, and we had only a handful of customers at that point, so my email didn't fill up very much. All of a sudden, 8:37, one account came in, then 8:39, another, then 8:40.
Wow.
And bought within about 2 hours, over 200 customers had signed up. And all of us, there was maybe 15 of us at the time, all went to the office just to, like, man the phones, but really to celebrate and enjoy that moment where we realized, hey, people actually really want this. And that was really a fantastic experience.
And you have 1 minute before break, so just tell me, Cabbage. What is the whole concept? Is it you're thinking of skunk cabbage? What are you thinking of with the name? And I know you wanted the C versus K, but
a cabbage is a colloquialism for cash from the early 1900s. A lot of people don't know that, but it's also not. It's not a saying money or capital. Something different, something memorable. And you know, when we first came up with the name, it wasn't me actually. First came up with the name, and we decided to go with it. I wasn't a huge fan, but I knew people would either love it or hate it, but they'd always remember it.
And there you have it. The website, again, if someone wants to go to Cabbage.
Cabbage.com with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E.com.
We're about to take a break with Rob. When we come back, we're going to talk about your culture and how you built the company and then the impact on society that your business has. Back in a few.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Rob Frohwein, who is the co-founder and CEO of Kabbage, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, which really founded the whole concept of online raising capital. I mean, it's the ultimate customer experience for someone who wants to grow their business, I'm thinking, right?
It's intended to be. So we knew when we started the company, if a small business wanted to get a loan, we just thought, hey, it's 2008. It should be automated. Like, everything's automated these days. I know that sounds ridiculous because it's 10 years ago, and it should be a really quick process. But what we didn't realize was that automation gave life to so many other things. We eventually expanded to for all small businesses, so we serve not just the online retailers we started with, but really every small business. But we always wanted to create that experience where somebody could come in and get an answer immediately, because the thing that small business owners don't have is time. You know, they're not just the CFO, they're the CEO, they're stocking the shelves, they're greeting the customers, they're planning their next march, their next victory. And a lot of times when they're dealing with financial matters at the business, that is not their expertise and not why they got into the business, and it takes an exorbitant amount of time for them to handle that.
Let's talk about now your culture. You've grown up to about 500 people now, correct?
Yes, we have 500.
What's at the core of the culture at Kabbage? I mean, I'm looking and I see the emoji over there. Bill, could you throw that one over? What is this actually called? My daughter.
Well, this is the poo emoji that everybody's familiar with, thanks to their iPhones. But this is really intended to celebrate what we call holy, and I won't use the curse word, but holy crap moments. And when a customer service representative goes above and beyond, which
so this is
we order a lot of pillows
in the positive sense, not a bad way.
Not a bad way. But when they really go above and beyond, and I have to tell you, we have the most incredible group in customer service, and really throughout our credit operations, who really take care of our customers.
Give me an example. What's one thing where someone won maybe that one or another one?
So we had one customer service representative, a particular customer, was going through a particularly difficult time, and with their business, highly turbulent. They were facing potentially bankruptcy, and it was a challenged time for them. And this customer service representative spent a huge amount of time on the phone with the customer, connected some of the management team with the customer, and ultimately we were able to help coach and help that business progress. So that was one of the times where you just have to dig in harder to find the opportunity. So, but culture in general at Kabbage, it took me a long time to arrive at even my own understanding of the culture. It's not like we one day woke up and we said, well, our culture should be A, B, C, D, and E. We just knew we were at a place that we really enjoyed and that other people enjoyed working here. And we said, what makes this place tick? And then I was talking to somebody else, and they said, oh, well, you know, you've said that you like a high laughter quotient, Rob, which means I like to hear people laughing in the halls. And I said, well, it's not about hiring pranksters or jokers. It's about hiring people and letting them know they can be who they want to be here at the office. Authenticity. And so when you feel like you can be yourself, you laugh, you cry, sometimes you get angry, sometimes you, you know, applaud, whatever it may be, but you are that person. I think life is too stressful to have to live with a work Rob and a home Rob, you know, for me personally.
And your company is mostly millennials.
There's a lot, yeah.
What is the key? It seems to me the millennials are driving success and more into higher purpose than any group demographically we've ever had, and the most exciting. What is your experience on how to build a culture of great millennials?
Huh. That's a good question. I'm an old guy now. I used to be the youngest guy in the room, and now I feel like I'm the oldest guy in the room, which is probably true in almost every instance here. I think it's more an attitude than it is a specific age group. We hire obviously a wide range of ages here unbelievably wide range of backgrounds, but everybody here has a certain energy. It's a low ego. Hopefully, as you walk around, you'll be able to tell that it's an incredibly low ego environment. So it's one of these things: high energy, low ego, focus on getting things done, and also enjoying it as we go along. And I think there's a lot of really mature people in the millennial audience who are able to sort of embody those characteristics as well as get the work done.
Are there any unique practices you have, i.e. eat all the anchovies on Thursdays, or anything that you say, hey, this is something that's sacred to Cabbage, to our culture, other than giving the poo emoji?
Well, there's a million things. One is we've done a town hall every week since April 2011.
Hmm.
So the only time we avoid that is if it falls on like Thanksgiving or Christmas or some other major holiday. So town hall every week, and we wire in our U.S. offices, so they're all live. We tape it for our Bangalore office in Bangalore, India, and then once a month we do an all-office live town hall. And that's been something where we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. So really incredible transparency within the company. So that's another key tenet of the company, is make sure everybody understands exactly, where the company stands, what we're going after, and how they can contribute to it.
What is your philosophy as a leader?
Philosophy as a leader.
And you only have 40 seconds for this because I have another question.
All right, great. Philosophy as a leader. Look, I'm very much focused on trying to clear hurdles and allow people to be their best selves, focused on really trying to understand what the objectives are for the individual in their own careers. And sometimes that's within Cabbage and sometimes it's outside of Cabbage.
Let's talk about the future and what Cabbage can accomplish. What is your real vision for what you can do to society, to the economy?
So I think there's a couple things. One is I love Cabbage because I feel like every time we reach a new level, it's an oasis and it feels like the opportunity is, in the distance. In terms of how I can, influence and drive things on a global basis, we are continuing to go down that path, and we're launching something called Cash Flow as a Service, which is effectively a pocket treasurer for our small business customers that allows us first to allow them to easily manage cash flow, money coming in, money going out, and money at rest, as I mentioned before, but ultimately to be able to do that for them so they can. We have a saying called let the bakers bake. If you opened up a bakery, it's because you want to spend your time creating delicious breads and treats for your customers, not managing your cash flow. So if we can take that over for them and help them do it effortlessly, and frankly, we may make less money on a per transaction basis by doing this because we're providing just the amount of cash you need when you need it and for only the period of time you need it, that's fine, because ultimately I think that creates a loyal customer base who will be loudspeakers for us going forward.
And there you have it. Rob, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.